where you benefit a lot from not being tied to your ideas and ready to be tied to interpretations of data and then new data.
Is there any website that people listening to this program could go to?
Absolutely. If you're talking about science in general, Google has a website called Google Scholar, and it's a repository of a tremendous amount of scientific work. So you can, if you're interested in, for example, the relationship between some kind of a medical practice and an outcome in, you know, young children or something like that.
Well, on that note, Tom Radzio, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Politics or
90.7 KPFK Los Angeles.
Welcome to Middle East in Focus. I'm Negwa Ibrahim. The Arab Film and Media Institute will be having its 29th edition of the Arab Film Festival beginning Thursday, November 6th in San Francisco with Anne-Marie Jasser's Palestine 36, Palestine's entry to the 2026 Oscars. The Arab Film Festival will run from Thursday, November 6th through Saturday, November 15th with a hybrid program of in-person and virtual events. Palestine 36 is the new film by award-winning director Anne-Marie Jasser, as with each of her previous three feature films, Palestine 36 is Palestine's entry to the Oscars. One of the first contemporary Palestinian films set in 1936 that embraces a high level of cinematic craftsmanship, Palestine 36 has been described as a film that promises to fully immerse audiences in a visually stunning and emotional experience. Palestine 36 had its world premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival, where it received a 15-minute standing ovation. Anne-Marie Jasser's film, Palestine 36, brings attention to the Arab Revolt of 1936, a pivotal yet often overlooked moment in Palestinian history that set the stage for the 1948 Nakba. By showcasing this period of resistance against British colonialism, the film highlights the long history of Palestinian struggle, the existence of a vibrant Palestinian society before 1948, and the continuity of certain colonial tactics that are still evident today. It serves as a historical document and a powerful artistic statement emphasizing Palestinian resistance, memory, and identity, with its relevance amplified by current events in Gaza. As Anne-Marie Jasser has said about her film Palestine 36, quote, "Set in a time I never lived, Palestine 36 is deeply personal. It's about ordinary people in extraordinary times. A country erupts into rebellion, and everything for a moment feels possible," end quote. With Palestine 36 opening the Arab Film Festival and Media Institute's 29th annual Arab Film Festival, the festival spans 10 days throughout the San Francisco Bay Area and includes narrative and documentary films, short films, a classic film screening, a filmmaker mixer, industry and community panels, and filmmaker talkbacks. Select programs will also be simultaneously presented online. As Serge Bakalian, executive director of the Arab Film and Media Institute, has said about the festival, quote, "It's an honor to open this year's Arab Film Festival with Palestine 36, when history, masterful storytelling, and the urgent issues of our time come together, we are truly presented with a masterpiece. Anne-Marie Jasser's sweeping historical epic captures the resilience and humanity of the Palestinian people fighting for their freedom and self-determination. Palestine 36 represents the kind of bold, necessary storytelling that the Arab Film and Media Institute is proud to elevate, and a milestone moment for Arab cinema on the global stage," end quote. Launched in 1996, the Arab Film Festival by the Arab Film and Media Institute is the oldest and largest festival of Arab films that has gained an international reputation of excellence over the years, with its unprecedented access to the diversity and range of authentic Arab experiences. So with us today to talk about the Arab Film and Media Institute's 29th annual film festival opening on Thursday, November 6th, is our guest, Serge Bakalian, who is the nonprofit leader, science advisor, producer, and the founder of the Arab Film and Media Institute, serving as its executive director. The California-based Arab Film and Media Institute is a unique ecosystem to find, nurture, connect, and develop Arab film and media projects, and home to the Arab Film Festival, the largest and oldest festival of its kind in North America. He also works as a science advisor for the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. Serge has caught the artistic bug in 2007 and moved to San Francisco to develop and produce film and theater projects, the latter dedicated to exploring Middle Eastern cultures and identities. Welcome, Serge Bakalian, to Middle East in Focus.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
So let's start first with the jury for the 29th Arab Film Festival. Can you share with listeners about the exciting team of jurors that helped select the films for the festival this year?
So the jury members don't select the films. We have a programming committee that does that. The jury, though, selects the awards for the films. And this year, I'm still sort of pinching myself at the jury that we've been able to put together. We have an incredible sort of industry level jury, which, again, I have to pinch myself, but it does include our chair, Jim Sheridan, who's not only one of my favorite filmmakers, but certainly a mover and shaker in the industry. He'll be chairing this year's jury. That also includes Dima Shahabi, which I'm sure many of your audience members, you know, you can't turn on Netflix or Prime shows or Showtime shows without seeing her on the screen.
And I appreciate you making the distinction. It's actually the program committee that selects the films. Let's start there. When deciding on what films to select for the Arab Film Festival, for this year's festival, what was the program committee specifically looking for?
You know, so we have an internal policy. We don't necessarily start our outreach with what we want to see on the screen. We sort of allow the filmmakers in the submission process. It never fails. It kind of leads into what sort of the filmmakers and our storytellers are really talking about at the moment. And certainly, of course, the last couple of years, you know, Palestine has been front and center, as it should be. So, you know, again, like I said, we kind of have allowed the program, and, you know, for us, as the past few years where we've been, the festival has been elevated in terms of the number of world premieres and Oscar submissions that we screen leading into the Oscar campaigns. We're quite fortunate this year. We've landed on 5 Oscar submissions for the 2026 awards. So.
And I know you spoke a little bit about the jurors. So let's start first with how do you all get the jurors to join the jury for Arab Film Festival? How does that process work?
So our managing director, Maya Laban, who's remarkable. So her and I will sit down and sort of, you know, just kind of see the landscape in terms of the folks that we want to bring on, the people we want to sort of, you know, either folks who are championing Arab cinema or prominent individuals in the cinema community. And, you know, again, I'll be honest, this year has been relatively easy, particularly with folks like Jim Sheridan, who have been outspoken about what's happening in Gaza and overall in our part of the world. So, you know, we start the process, invite them, and this year we hit on every single one of our invites.
And I, as I had mentioned in my question, and as you also highlighted, it is a very impressive set of jurors. And for folks who don't know Jim Sheridan, can you talk about who he is, his background, who he is as a director?
Oh gosh, I'm gonna try not to. Well, I guess it's rated. You can't see me turning red. But I mean, Jim Sheridan, he's a sort of award-winning Irish playwright and filmmaker. His most prominent roles are In the Name of the Father, My Left Foot, and America. You know, he's credited to launching careers of like Daniel Day-Lewis, and you know, he certainly has never shied away from the infusion of politics into his work.
And actually, in that, if you could build off of that he's never shied away from infusing politics into his work. And something you mentioned is that he's been really outspoken when it comes to what is happening in Palestine. Can you talk a little bit about what he's done to really speak out against what is happening in Palestine?
Sure. I mean, he's definitely galvanized a lot of the talent he's worked with. He's definitely spoken out publicly. In the past, he's also organized Arab and Palestinian films in Ireland. So again, it's not just a matter of him speaking up and speaking out against what's happening, but also putting it into action.
And can you, I know you mentioned, a few other jurors. Can you actually do a deeper dive into some of the other jurors that are part of the jury this year?
Sure. So Dina Shahabi, who will be one of our guests for opening night in San Francisco, she's a Saudi-born actress, and most people know her from things like Archive 81, Painkiller, Altered Carbon on Netflix. She's been on, oh gosh, I should have had this note in front of me. I think Jack Ryan on Amazon, as well as the Rami show, Rami as well on Hulu. Ramin Zahed is also coming. I think he's actually LA based. He's the chief of editor in chief of Animation Magazine, because this year we are introducing a new award specifically for animation. And that's something we're partnering with Pixar, actually Pixar Studios in the Bay Area. So we're very excited to have him on the jury as well.
And I notice it's Khaled Abdullah that's also on the jury. Is that right?
Oh yes,
And can you
yes.
talk a little bit about Khaled Abdullah and how you all got him to be part of the jury?
Again, it was like I said, Maya, our managing director, cultivated the list and sent out the invitations. And again, we were quite lucky. We didn't have to, genuinely, this is one of the years where we didn't feel like we had to convince our top tier invitees. All of them said yes without any reservation.
And I know you mentioned that, you were mentioning one of the new awards. I think you had just mentioned one of the new awards is for animation. Is that right?
Yes.
And so can you talk about what are some of the awards that will be handed out at this year's Arab Film
Yeah,
Festival?
so historically we've had the best feature, best director, best short, best documentary. We launched the Visions Award a couple years ago that's been successful. And this year we really wanted to pick an award that sort of highlighted the craftsmanship in the sort of the filmmakers and the creatives in our community. And I mean, the amount of incredible animated works we've seen over the years, this felt like a very easy direction to go.
And I'm gonna ask you, and you could say no, I can't do that. So and
Well,
it's fine, but I'm about
I
to
think I
ask
know
you a
what's coming.
question where I'm gonna ask you to kind of speculate. What do you think the jurors are looking for when deciding what films to award?
So again, we're careful not to lead or sort of dictate in any way. I'm sure sort of the political climate will play a role in it, but I will say though, when part of our conversations with the jury members, actually, I'll even take it further back. I mean, really, the elevation of this festival has always been about the work, the craftsmanship, the storytelling. It's so we've gone beyond sort of just leading films that, have the right message or are speaking to something. I mean, the films also have to be remarkable movies. And I think that's where, I mean, over the years, it's genuinely becoming harder and harder to select films. I mean, we're having to turn down incredible movies just because we can't screen 150 films. I wish we could. That certainly didn't used to be an issue. So again, we kind of let the jury pick their own awards, but I would say again, the political climate as well as craftsmanship are two key components of it.
And can you now talk about the opening night film, which I spoke a little bit about in my intro, Palestine 36, and why Palestine 36 is an important film to open the festival with?
Yeah, I will say this year was, we've had some years where it was very easy to pick an opening night film. This year was very challenging, where we actually had to bring some other folks to screen our shortlist. And but I will say, Anne-Marie's film, it's also, I mean, it's a historical epic, and I personally just, I'm a sucker for historical dramas. But she does it, I mean, it's absolutely remarkable. I mean, this is not a Hollywood production, but it's something you would expect a film with a much bigger budget than it actually had. But I think it's also about the story as well, because sort of the narrative of, like, even going back to October 2022, what happened, sort of for some history starts that moment, which of course for us, we know that's absurd. But oftentimes in our narrative, we take it back to the Nakba. But this event, particularly this sort of revolt that happened against the British Empire 12 years before the Nakba, is a really critical piece that often isn't often spoken about. And to be able to see it on the screen with, again, just incredible, I mean, it's an experience. And that's the reason we're actually doing two screenings of it for opening night, which we've never done before. And we're also going to do an encore screening of it a week later, because I think we're like four seats away from selling out the first screening. But it is an experience to be had.
And what was Anne Marie's response when you all let her know that you did want to screen it for opening night?
Oh, Emery's story with the Arab Film Festival goes way back, and me personally as well. My very first year, so running the festival, we screened her. We had the U.S. premiere for film, and so she's always been an integral part of our audience and our programming. So she was, of course, I mean, she was thrilled. We're still hoping to get her out to the festival. So we'll, again, the film is doing very well, and I'm very happy about that. But we're hoping to make it work. We wish she can be there for opening night.
This is Middle East in Focus, and we are talking today about the Arab Film and Media Institute's 29th annual film festival opening on Thursday, November 6th, with our guest, Serge Bakalian, nonprofit leader, science advisor, producer, and the founder of the Arab Film and Media Institute, serving as its executive director. So you said that you are still working on trying to get her out for the film festival. Are there any, can you maybe describe what are some of the challenges in getting her out? What specifically stopping that from happening?
No, I mean, right now it's strictly her schedule,
Okay.
just because, again, the film, this is sort of the season of the big festivals, and especially as these films try to start getting their work towards Oscar recognition, the campaigning process that has started. And we're very lucky that our festival is part of that, and we're actually going to be featuring five Oscar submissions this year. So it's just a matter of scheduling.
So I'm curious, because I'm not someone that has any background in organizing film festivals. Is it difficult as a film festival to get films that are like Oscar submissions to then screen at the Arab Film Festival?
I will say it's become easier. It used to be more difficult because the, and again, we're very proud of what the Arab film, how the festival started, but it was very much started as a community festival. But over years, we've built upon the opinion, try to be more industry forward looking in terms of the type of programming we do, the type of films we choose. And obviously, the last few years, we've had more and more Oscar submissions at our festival. And so this year was actually very, very easy. We do have a surprise edition, which we're gonna announce on Tuesday, which kind of completes our first wishes for the films we wanted. We received all of them.
Oh, and we can't get a surprise announcement today, I assume.
Oh, of course. Of course. I'm an avid listener to the show, so of course. So we very excited. We will be having the screening of The Voice of Hind Rajab, which is going to be Tunisia's submission to the Oscars.
Can you tell us a little bit about that film?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's the story of Hind Rajab and all the it's definitely not a it's a heavy watch, but it's definitely a film that needs to be seen, particularly from people outside of our community.
You mentioned that there are five Oscar submissions this year. Can you tell us about the other Oscar submissions?
Yeah, so we have Palestine 36, our opening, which is Palestine's submission to the Oscars. And then incredibly, we like so three of the five submissions are Palestinian films. The other is Shireen Dabisa's All That's Left of You, which premiered at Sundance this year, and that's going to be Jordan's submission to the Oscars. That's also Javier Bardem and Mark Ruffalo are executive producers on that film. We have, of course, the voices of Hind Rajab, which is Tunisia's Oscar, and that one I forgot to mention. Brad Pitt and Joaquin Phoenix are executive directors again, which we're seeing. It's remarkable again, just kind of see. I mean, again, it's very tragic what's been happening the last couple of years in Gaza, but sort of shift, seeing some of these shifts in the industry to have people like Brad Pitt and Javier Bardem supporting these films. We might have a Palestinian film that wins the Oscar this year. And then the other two films I didn't mention is we have Egypt's submission to the Oscars, which is Happy Birthday, and Morocco's, which is Kaya Malaga.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Egypt's submission?
Oh, that is absolutely one of my favorites this year. It really talks about sort of class and Cairo sort of becoming a modern city through the lens of an 8-year-old boy, which is also funny because we have the 4K restoration copy of Cairo Station. We're doing it for our classic screening this year in partnership with the Criterion Channel. So just having this film and Cairo Station at the festival is going to be a wonderful sort of juxtaposition for our audience.
And can you talk about some of the community panels and events that will be featured at the festival?
Yeah, so the last couple of years, we've had one of the tracks we do is a creators track. So part of the Arab Film and Media Institute, which is the larger organization that is year-round, and we have year-round programming. We have our education program we take Arabic language films into high schools and middle schools. But we also have a creators track where we're developing Arab American storytellers and filmmakers here. And it's something I will say, but for the film festival, we'll always have films from filmmakers from, of course, our region back home, part of the Arab diaspora all around the world. But we really also want to develop filmmakers here who maybe identify as Arab American, who are born here or raised here, because I do think their stories are also worth including and might have more different type of nuance than films that come from overseas. So we have our creators showcase. We'll showcase their work and have panels with them. We're doing a special program, I think I mentioned it previously, with Pixar, where we are going to be awarding our very first animation award. And then we have a special event around Edward Said. And then we have other, like I said, a lot of other Q&As with filmmakers and community partners.
And can you elaborate a little bit more on the special event around Edward Said?
I shouldn't have fully spoken on
Oh, I'm
that one.
sorry.
So we're I
All
I'm
right.
sorry.
We're getting all these surprise announcements.
I know. Yeah, that one is still, yeah, I still sort of need to sort of cross some T's on that one, but we should have that announced this week.
Okay, well, I think enough
I really
said.
apologize for that one.
No, it's okay. Enough said. I think we've piqued enough interest by just saying any type of event around Edward Said is enough to pique people's interest. So,
Oh,
enough
absolutely.
said. Enough said.
Absolutely.
One of the things I appreciated that you had mentioned, one, I love that Anne Marie's history with the Arab Film Festival starts with her first film actually being premiered at the Arab Film Festival, and sort of, coming full circle to this moment and coming back to the film festival with all of her remarkable success as a filmmaker, and really staying committed to the Arab Film Festival, and just really what the Arab Film Festival is about, and why it is so important, and its legacy, and how long it's just been in the game. And one of the things you mentioned was how it started as a community festival. And now to hear you speak about it and where it is now, can you talk about how you got here? How you got from a community festival to where you're at now with, just such incredible filmmakers, programming, just an incredible festival program that you're able to put forward and keep going year after year, which can't be easy.
Yeah, I mean, but we have an incredible community around the festival. I mean, it really starts there because, yes, it did start as a community festival, and we still do a lot of programming for the community. But We have an incredible audience that keeps this organization going for sure. I mean, especially in the last couple of years where we've had many financial challenges with funding being pulled, with certainly our communities giving efforts diverted elsewhere, and rightfully so. It's always we intentionally didn't fundraise publicly since October 2022. But again, the community supports, individuals give to the organization, and really they're responsible for it. I mean, and of course, we have an amazing team. This is a passion project for all of us. And so, I mean, that helps. But again, it really starts with the community that shows up to every single one of our events, every single one of our screenings.
And I Serge, I hope I'm not going to make you feel uncomfortable, but I do want to acknowledge, just your commitment, your perseverance, how much you've given yourself to the Arab Film and Media Institute and the Arab Film Festival, and have really made sure that it happens every year, but not just that it happens, but that it keeps getting better and better. With that, can you talk about some of the challenges that you've experienced in putting together this year's festival? And what are some of the achievements and successes you're most proud of for this year?
Yeah, well, thank you for the kind words. It's I have to be honest, I still feel like an imposter sometimes because my day job is in science, so it's this is I feel like it's sort of another half or maybe even a tenth of my other brain that I so anyway, I do appreciate those words. But for us, some of the challenges have definitely been again with some of the funding I mentioned, particularly. So when October 22 happened and we canceled, well, we postponed, but we postponed the film festival that year, and it was the first time that's ever happened in the history of the festival. And we also lost some of our corporate sponsors during that process that never came back. Because again, we were doing more sort of industry forward events, and just anything around Gaza and Palestine, it really scared some folks. But instead, we launched our Palestinian Voices program, which really it's been one of the big successes of the last. And I keep talking about the industry, the Oscar submissions. Did I mention Jim Sheridan's our jury chair this year? But I would say Palestinian Voices is definitely one of our big successes because we launched a platform where we were, receiving the rights for Palestinian films, broadcasting them online instead of doing the festival that year. And we gained a national audience. We had over 40,000 views within the first 4 months, or I'm sorry, 5 months that we did that program. And I mean, imagine, and I kept staying up at night looking at the geolocations of where these films were being watched, and to see it wasn't just sort of the California, New York, Michigan. We were seeing people streaming Palestinian films, Montana and Alabama, and I mean, again, in places that, and that to me was a huge measurement of success. That, we're in a time where people are hungry for this information. They're hungry for good storytelling, particularly reflecting what's happening in the world today, and that there really is a need beyond our own communities who want to consume this. In terms of other, we did lose our, we started the year by losing two of our federal grants from the National Endowment for the Arts. But again, we found community supporters, and this year we had our very first program at the Cannes Film Festival where we highlighted Arab women filmmakers. So that was a huge success this year.
This is Middle East in Focus, and we have been talking today about the Arab Film and Media Institute's 29th Annual Film Festival opening on Thursday, November 6th, with our guest Serge Bakalian, nonprofit leader, science advisor, producer, and the founder of the Arab Film and Media Institute, serving as its executive director. And Serge, if you could close us out with telling us how folks can learn more about the festival and purchase tickets, either to attend in person or virtually, and then how they can also support Arab Film and Media Institute even beyond the Arab Film Festival.
No, of course. And again, thank you so much for having me on. And I'm glad you didn't ask me what my favorite film of the festival was. I feel like that's something. I usually get asked, but
I remember from last from
yes.
our last year's interview not to do that.
Yes. Yes. But no, I appreciate it. So the best way people can find out more about the program and purchase tickets is Arab Film.